Welcome to the Be Rad Podcast, where we explore ways to pursue peak performance with passion throughout life without taking ourselves too seriously. I'm Brad Kearns, New York Times bestselling author, former number 3 world-ranked professional triathlete, and Guinness World Record Masters athlete. I connect with experts in diet, fitness, and personal growth and deliver short breather shows where you get simple, actionable tips to improve your life right away. Let's explore beyond the hype, hacks, shortcuts, and sciencey talk to laugh, have fun, and appreciate the journey. It's time to be rad. Cortisol antagonizes testosterone and it antagonizes estrogen. So I'm so excited to introduce you to Peluva. This is a new zero-drop minimalist shoe with the distinctive five-toe design from my main man, Mark Sisson. Peluvas give you the most authentic barefoot-style experience, but with sufficient cushioning so you can use them for all manner of daily movement, especially walking and many other fitness and athletic activities. Peluvas are also incredibly stylish, so you get a barefoot shoe that you're not embarrassed to wear around in daily life. It's been so cool to see the popularity of minimalist shoes grow over the recent years, but Peluvas are a step ahead of every other zero-drop wide-box shoe because of the critical feature of individual five-toe articulation, a separate slot for each of your toes. This allows for correct dynamic movement of the foot through the walking or running stride, which is impossible when your toes are encased into a single box, even a wide box. Well, you might know that minimalist shoes have faced controversy in recent years for causing injuries from inappropriate use. So here is the big picture mission. We want to get you walking in Peluvas, living in your Peluvas, going barefoot in your home or other safe areas as often as possible. Go ahead and use your specialized cushiony running shoes or your basketball shoes, work boots, high heels, things that you want to wear when you want to wear them, but wear your Peluvas as much as possible to reawaken the natural functionality of the human foot to stand, walk, run, and perform. Do you want to try a pair? I'm certain that when you put them on and walk around, you are going to quickly realize that these are the most comfortable natural shoes that you've ever worn. They are designed to feel like you're, quote, walking barefoot on a putting green. Please visit Peluva.com, that's P-E-L-U-V-A, and use the code BRADPODCAST and get 10% off your first pair. Peluvas, let your feet be feet. Okay, welcome to the continuing series, Signs and Symptoms of Overreaching, Overtraining, and Impending Burnout. And I don't think there's anything better than libido as the single best regulator of training and stress-rest balance. We could probably make a strong argument that libido is a proxy for your overall state of health and vitality, especially as you age. I don't know, maybe a 21-year-old, you can write in and say, even when you're completely overstressed, not taking care of yourself, eating a lot of top ramen, pulling a lot of all-nighters, maybe your libido is still fantastic. But then as we get into the advanced age groups where everything is super delicate, and I've done a lot of shows on my long-time extensive testing with my testosterone levels and how they have fluctuated quite significantly, always up in the healthy range or almost always up in the high range. But over time, with I think it's been 23 tests in around 3 or 4 years, my serum testosterone has ranged from 564 to 1008. That's from the lowest to the highest, a pretty big difference. 564 is still okay, or perhaps good by many people's definition. 1008, my highest, was in the 99th percentile, even for males of a younger age group than myself. So that was, things were going really good at that point. And my average has been somewhere around in the 700, 750, 775 range is where I usually fall. And When that testosterone drops significantly, especially when it drops to clinical levels where you'd be diagnosed as hypotestosterone, that's when we have a big problem with your stress-risk balance in life and especially your training. And here's a simple way to look at it. Cortisol antagonizes testosterone and it antagonizes estrogen. So in the female case, we still have an extreme sensitivity to having healthy testosterone and estrogen levels. But when estrogen tanks, you're not your full female self. And when testosterone tanks, you're not your full male self. So chronic overproduction of cortisol, which is the quintessential description of an overly stressful lifestyle and overly stressful training patterns, will tank your sex hormones. I mentioned in the last show, the most extreme and dramatic example in the female case is the loss of menstruation that's known as amenorrhea. I mentioned the professional runner, Elise Cranny, American record holder, and how she struggled with that and then righted the ship by returning to more healthy eating patterns and more sensible training patterns, because it's a super bad deal to tank your libido in pursuit of fitness and competitive success. And so we always want to pay attention to one's libido as a proxy for whether you're taking on too much stress load. It's also important to note that, I guess you can measure libido independently from having interaction with another human, right? But generally speaking, when we talk about libido, we're talking about how well we're performing with a partner. And it's interesting to note, Dr. Kate Shanahan got into this on a podcast interview a long time ago that you can find on the BRAD show. But she emphasized that sexual arousal is a parasympathetic dominant function. We define it otherwise, huh? We talk about getting hot and heavy and, you know, having an intense, incredible date that ended with a night and a flurry of passion. But to become aroused, you must be triggering parasympathetic function. That is the start of sexual arousal. So if you're stressed, if you're in your head, if you are worried about how you're going to perform 30 minutes from now when you go from making out into the bedroom or whatever, and that cortisol is spiking, that is going to tank your libido. So we have to be relaxed in order to be able to perform sexually. And then, as Dr. Kate details in that spicy section of the show, when you're heading toward orgasm, that's when you kick into sympathetic state. You know, it's an intense fight or flight. Short-term experience, right? But it starts with parasympathetic, and then you build, and transition. And this is what also the experts are talking about when they say that the female needs to be warmed up for a much longer period than the male. So the female definitely needs to get out of her head into parasympathetic activity, and the arousal period can build to the point where, of course, female orgasm, just like male, is an intense fight or flight type experience. But it starts with being mellow. So we're going to experience reduced desire and reduced potential for both arousal and eventual orgasm if we are out of stress rest balance. Similarly, to amenorrhea, unfortunately, the man doesn't have that telltale sign of losing his period, but what we do have is erectile dysfunction. So when precious metabolic and reproductive resources are diverted to a whole bunch of exercise energy expenditure, and we get into overreaching or overtraining, it might even be common that we're able to perform in workouts, but not in the bedroom. And hey, guess what? Maybe you're between girlfriends right now, and all you care about is your fitness and crushing it in the gym or getting ready for the next race and training to work out your frustrations because you are between girlfriends or you just got turned down or whatever. But it's a sign of impending doom if you are able to perform in workouts, but not in the bedroom. So this is something, libido is a great way to recalibrate our stress-rest balance and teach our bodies to be able to come down off a heavy day of training with some parasympathetic inducing behaviors such as foreplay. and as well as all the other things like getting a massage, doing recovery protocols and all that stuff. But track your libido obsessively if you want, but it's a really great regulator of stress-rest balance, especially as it comes to training. Thanks for listening, watching, and more to come in this series of symptoms and signs of overtraining and burnout.
I'm pleased to present BRAD Grass-Fed Whey Protein Isolate Superfuel, the absolute highest quality, all-natural protein supplement infused with creatine that delivers everything you need to optimize your appetite for fat loss, recover quickly from workouts, and build and maintain lean muscle mass, the single most important attribute for aging gracefully. Our protein comes directly from small family farms in America's dairy land of Wisconsin. It's cold processed and microfiltered for maximum bioavailability and digestibility. So please don't mess with the many cheap commodity protein supplements that are ineffective, inferior, less pure, and often contain junk sweeteners, especially the plant-based offerings that are vastly less bioavailable than the gold standard of protein supplements, that's whey protein isolate. Whether you're in your peak athletic years looking to grow and recover, or in the older age groups trying to delay aging and decline, whey and creatine are widely agreed to be the most critical and effective supplements to take for the rest of your life. You can easily stir the superfuel in water or make a delicious smoothie every day. I'm certain that you're going to love the pleasant, light, natural vanilla bean and cocoa bean flavors. So try some on Amazon today. It's a huge hit with dozens of five-star reviews. Or you can order direct from bradnutrition.com with our buy three, get one free, and make the super fuel a centerpiece of your daily routine.
Thank you so much for listening to the BRAD podcast. We appreciate all feedback and suggestions. Email podcast@bradventures.com and visit bradkearns.com to download 5 free ebooks and learn some great long cuts to a longer life, how to optimize testosterone naturally, become a dark chocolate connoisseur, and transition to a barefoot and minimalist shoe lifestyle.